well, hold on. Here we are at the Gran Marcha 2006, which is an effort by the Mexican-American community, other Latino communities, and supporters of immigrant rights in the United States. I have a brother here. What's your name?
Brady Monroe.
Brady Monroe. What's your name?
Valeria Burton.
And where are you from?
San Diego.
Where are you from?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Right on. Welcome to L.A., my brother.
You. Thank you.
We thought the president did you folks wrong.
Yes.
And I can tell you this. If it was Villaraigosa, our mayor, it wouldn't have happened. Because we would not unused city buses. We would have got people out of here. Anyway, New Orleans is another story. Now, we're here for HR 4437.
Yes.
My brother, from New Orleans.
Yes.
What do you believe about this proposed legislation?
That is a racist piece of garbage. It should be thrown out, and it's great to see these people out here to tell them they can bury that garbage right where it came from.
Now, why do you feel that way?
It's unbelievable that they're going to make it a crime to help somebody that's in this country, and before we can help them, we have to check their legal status. That's insanity.
Now, you are new to Los Angeles. I'm going to give you a few statistics that very few people know. Overall, violent crime in the city of Los Angeles has dropped 28.6% since the war has started. That means most of the American citizens that are young age fighting are fighting that war over there, not committing crime here, which also means there's a larger immigrant population in L.A. right now. Why do you think the crime rate has dropped with the growing immigrant population to 28.6%, almost 30% it has dropped? Why do you think that is?
Well, that could be related to families being here, and there's less violence when there's more families and less youth without control and without direction.
You understand the point that people that say that
the immigrants
are committing crimes, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, they don't. That is totally not true.
Now, my brother, what ethnicity are you?
I'm African-American.
Do you take pride in that?
I love that.
Should Latinos be able to take pride in their own?
They should take pride in their own.
Any party messages to the nation of the United States?
The nation of the United States should no longer tolerate any more racists, and especially a racist government such as we have right now. And this racist 4437 is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Orale. Gracias, man.
Thank you.